Con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia, con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo, horario de mañana o tarde, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades, ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia. Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Test your English.
Today. That's what it is, isn't it, Nacho?
Yeah, you can't, no puedes fallar así.
It's today! How is your today, everybody? Is it a great today? An average today? A medium to average, a low, a rubbish today? What's your today like, Nacho?
Average.
Really?
Yeah.
Despite it being test your English time?
Well, so far was average.
And now it's all... Yeah. All, what do we say? All
the uphill? Rage. I don't know.
Because you could say all downhill. No, all the rage. All the rage.
No, me lo he inventado. Yeah.
But, you know, that's una moda, pero sí. Test your English is all the rage. But actually, you can say it's all downhill from here, which means que ya, you know, it's going to get worse. Everything's going to get worse. And that's a very common expression. It's all downhill from here. But there's no equivalent for uphill, for good things.
Yeah, but now it's uphill.
Yeah, but it doesn't, that's not English.
Bueno, right, now it is.
It's all uphill from here. It's all good. So yeah, today you're going to learn about, well, a wonderful human being. Right, Nacho?
Yes.
You're not sure?
Of course, I'm sure.
Maybe he's not wonderful. Hold on, I haven't read any of the fun facts. And
you know,
in fact, I'm remembering a scandal of his from the 90s as well.
Nah. Who doesn't have a scandal in Hollywood?
I thought you were going to say, who doesn't do that? And I was going to say, do you know what the scandal was?
Yes.
Okay. I was like, I'm not sure.
No.
Yeah, who doesn't have a scandal?
Nah.
What would your scandal be?
Nah, in Hollywood, I mean.
Yeah. What would your scandal be if it got... Tell us on air.
Who would it be?
If you became really famous,
what would it be?
What would your scandal be that the newspapers, the tabloids, que es la prensa, esa rosa amarilla, would use against you?
I would probably be like drunk in a fountain, in a
okay,
public fountain.
Yeah.
That would be mine.
That'd be your scandal. What would mine be? There's nothing. I'm squeaky clean. What does squeaky clean mean?
I don't know. Muy tranquilita, muy...
No.
Muy puritana.
Muy napolitana.
Puritana.
Ah, puritana.
It's
yeah.
Like a don't know.
Clean es limpia. Squeaky clean es que oyes ese cuando, you mm-hmm. know, when you're cleaning the
super,
glass.
Super limpia, ¿no?
Yeah, so it's like squeaky clean. You can't find any more expressions. We should buy a book on expressions.
Yeah.
To have
I wish
the
there
show.
Were some.
Exactly.
Were.
We should buy a book. Just so when we need an expression, like, it's all uphill from here. Okay, no es una expresión. Or what I wanted to say now, and I no tengo palabras, I just look in the book and I could find an expression. Where would we be able to find a book like that, Nacho?
Maybe in Bawan Dinla.
You're right. I think that's the place.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, for example, a book called...
I don't know. Expresiones en inglés que deberías conocer.
That would be a great book to be able to buy. And how much do you think that book would sell for?
I don't know the price, but
$9.95,
I know that's free shipping.
Oh, but it's free shipping. Forget the price. The price is $9.95.
In Amazon, it's not.
Holy. In Amazon, it's not free shipping.
No.
Yes, it is.
No. Well, you have Prime, but...
Exactly. But anyway, don't support Amazon because I don't get the royalties.
I know.
No. In Amazon, I get like 5p for every book sold, I think. Whereas in Vagon Tienda...
5p is 5...
5 peniques. Sí. Wow. Whereas in Vagon Tienda, I get 10p. Lol.
Tampoco es mucho, pero bien.
No, it's un poco más. But yeah, it's not huge. But still, I'm not telling you so I get rich, which I won't with this book, but so that it'll help your English, because it is a very good book. 1,000 expressions for anyone that wants English expressions, and all for 10 euros, $9.95. Bargain. And if you buy it at the book fair, which is the best place to buy it, which is coming up soon, when does it start?
A ver, lo tengo por aquí. 10 de septiembre.
El 10? The 10th.
The 10th.
Say it properly with that pronunciation.
The 10th of September.
Wow. So it starts on the 10th of September, so this weekend, mm-hmm. and it goes on until...
Until 27th.
The 27th of
September.
A date test, Nacho. Say it again. The
27th.
No, it goes from the...
It goes from the 10th of September until the 27th of September.
Very good! So, 3 whole weekends, 2 whole weeks of books.
Caseta 283. 283.
283.
You live in Madrid, of course.
Exactly, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, even if you don't live in Madrid.
Not baguantino.com.
Hop on a train and come and say hello. I know Chris Farrell is. She's coming. I'm working on the 25th. So yeah, very excited to see any listeners that have a free weekend or, well, come on the weekend because that's when I'm there. But.
Every weekend?
No, I'm not on this first weekend, no. But the second weekend I'm there from the, hold on, let me check. I'm working. Not signing. I'm working on the 19th. And then I'm signing on the 19th at 5 p.m. And then I'm working on the 25th. So there, 2 dates. My boss has dragged me in, as you can see.
Oh.
Every year.
Through your boss, I think.
No, but it's fun. I love it. I absolutely love it. So come along, buy some books. Doesn't have to be expresiones en inglés que deberías conocer. Aunque, although... It's a great book. Hugh Grant will be there.
Who?
Hugh Grant.
Do you know a fun fact?
No.
Bueno, te lo digo luego, si quieres.
Is it true that he's going to be there?
Well, it's not super fun.
Oh.
No.
Is it about Hugh Grant?
No, it's about me and Hugh Grant.
Well, come on then.
That at least 4 different people have told me that I look like Hugh Grant.
That is brilliant. And that is a fun fact. There you go. Nacho, when are you coming to the book fair?
Whenever you want. I'll try to coincide with you.
Brilliant. On the 19th or the 25th, Nacho will be there too. one of these days.
Sábado o domingo. Okay. No?
Sábado. Yeah, 19th is Sábado, I think.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Yeah, 19th is Sunday and 25th.
25?
25th. It's
Saturday. Okay, so we'll get our Hugh Grant lookalike to be there to sign your books for you.
The closest you're going to.
Yeah, exactly.
Hugh Grant.
So there you go. It's going to be great. Come along to the book fair, and every day there's someone there, different people signing. Obviously, there'll be, I don't know, Alberto, Richard, everyone. You can check the schedule. We'll be announcing it on Vaughan Radio. But first, we need to talk about Hugh Grant. So let's have some fun facts.
Fun facts.
Okay, Hugh Grant. Tell me a bit about Hugh Grant.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. Well, yes, yes, I do. He appears on my favorite movie, one of my favorites.
He appears
He appears in one of my favorite movies.
Which is?
Love Actually.
Love Actually. What a film.
That's very funny.
I need to watch that again.
It's super funny.
It's like a cult film, isn't
Especially
it?
Especially on Christmas time.
During... Oh, no, wait, hold on. Not on Christmas time.
Yeah, it's good.
Around
is there a way to
Christmas
not speaking with preposition?
Yeah, I don't know. Especially
if you're in
Christmas.
India.
Yeah, just jump. Just make, you know, big jumps. So yeah, at Christmas, just say at Christmas.
At Christmas.
That's easier. At Christmas, it's always on, right? Even in Spanish TV.
Even.
Wow.
Everywhere.
Everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
It used to be four weddings and a funeral. Do you remember that?
I have to admit that I haven't watched it.
Well, that used to be what was the Christmas film, and then it got replaced by Love Actually.
Yeah.
Anything with Hugh Grant, basically.
And Notting Hill, yeah. If Hugh Grant is in.
Ah, Notting Hill's not the same as Love Actually.
No.
It's true. No. I'm mixing up my film. I just imagine it all as one.
No, not
London.
Notting Hill
romance.
Is Julia Roberts and Hugh Grant. That's it. And Love Actually is. Hugh Grant is like the president or the prime minister of UK, and
is it?
There are a lot of characters, all of them like interrelated.
He's the prime minister.
Yeah,
I need to watch this film again. I'm thinking of Notting Hill.
That was not.
Was not him enough. You know, I would vote for Hugh Grant as prime minister.
Me too.
Brilliant. Well, look at that. You got two votes, Hugh. Set up your what's the word? Challenge. Set up your election. Come on. We're ready. We want you. Actually, I follow him on Twitter. If you're listening. It's me. I'm Jimena H.
Twitters.
Yeah, Twitters. @ I'm Jimena H. Is it? Jimena con X. Zemina for
Hugh
the
knows.
English.
Hugh knows.
And actually,
your handle.
His Twitter is very funny. Not funny, ha-ha. Funny like...
Curioso.
Because he, hold on, Hugh Grant. Why can't I see him? Hugh Grant. Has he blocked me?
Hugh!
Ah, here he is. His Twitter account is Hacked Off Hugh. Okay, so it's not what you imagine. Hacked off. Good phrasal verb. Oh, we should have used that for the phrasal verb section.
We don't know yet.
Well, no, I'm going to save it for the phrasal verb section coming up. Not going to tell you what it means. Anyway, so he actually is very, very critical of Boris Johnson. Maybe that's from his experience of being prime minister in a film that he now, you know, is able to give insight. Today, the perfect metaphor for what Johnson and co. have done to Britain. This is by Hugh. And he's retweeting a tweet that says, polluters told to dump raw sewage. What's raw sewage?
No idea.
What comes out of the toilet? Sewage.
What?
Do I have to look it up? Do I? Oh my goodness. Hold on. Sewage. Aguas residuales, aguas negras.
Okay.
Aguas servidas.
Not in Spain.
Not in Spain, okay. So, sewage is the rubbish that comes out of the toilet. So, polluters told to dump raw sewage into rivers as Brexit disrupts water treatment. So he hates Brexit. Oh, Hugh. He's very angry. And so he's always tweeting. Yeah. And he says that's the perfect metaphor for what Johnson is doing to Britain. Look at that. Did you know he was so political?
Well, maybe thanks to Lafatrelli.
Exactly, exactly. He got a taste.
I didn't know.
He got a taste for political power. And now, well, you know, if he comes into power, great. So, yeah, and then his whole timeline is just, you know, basically anti-Boris. Sorry, Boris, if you're listening. Hugh doesn't like you very much. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Hugh and not his political beliefs, but the scandals. Should we start with that? No, Hugh. Let's start with the fact that he comes from, I don't know if you can tell from his accent. What's the expression, you can tell?
Si lo puedes notar.
Exactly. So you can tell, or can you tell, that he comes from a prestigious family?
Yes, I can tell.
Why?
Well, I don't know. He looks like
just the hair.
Yeah.
No?
It's like that hairdo.
The hairdo.
In Madrid, for example, you can tell.
But that's the thing.
You can tell the neighborhood, maybe.
By the hairdo. But why don't people that live in that neighborhood cut their hair off? And why don't people that live in the other neighborhood grow their hair long and fluff it back like that? Why not? Just to confuse people. And you're not from a posh neighborhood then, no, Nacho,
no,
with that
no,
hair?
You can tell.
You could tell. Where's your bouffant? And me? What about me?
I used to be from.
and then it fell out and you had to move. Maybe that's the thing, dividing the social classes. It's not money. It's the amount
it's
of hair you've got.
It's hair, yeah.
Oh my God, I've just realized. Yeah, well, you can go to Turkey. You can get it put back in.
In Saint's neighborhood.
And then you can change. Then they'll allow you in. Sorry, to all the big hairs and the small hairs and the no hairs.
It's a joke, by the way.
It's a joke.
We are
of course
not
it's a joke.
Classist.
No, I'm not. But Hugh does have that typical posho hairdo. It's quite a bouffant. So his mother was a school teacher who taught music, and his father and grandfather served in the military, and he earned the rank of captain, his father. And he studied at Oxford University before pursuing acting. Do you like that word, to pursue?
Yeah, perseguir.
Very good. Okay, so, no, that's not interesting. He joined theatre. Oh, and then he used to pretend to be his own agent. Now that's good.
That's good.
Yeah. He said, it was me on a different email account. I saved myself an absolute fortune. Brilliant, Hugh. Very, very clever. This is a good fact. He set up his dad with Matthew McConaughey's mum.
Wow.
That's
nice.
Absolutely brilliant. So,
set up is como emparejar.
Exactly.
No?
Organize like a date.
Mm-hmm.
So he had matchmaking plans, and he said, would your 87-year-old mother like a nice 91-year-old Englishman? What do you think?
That's brilliant.
That's brilliant. Have you listened to Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey?
Green Lights.
Oh, what a book. It's the very... Okay, we're doing a show on Matthew McConaughey soon.
It is a book?
It's his autobiography, Green Lights, and it is... not Hugh Grant's, Matthew McConaughey. And it is absolutely beautiful. In fact, I don't just want to do one show on Matthew McConaughey. I want
a week,
maybe a month, a McConaughey month.
Okay.
He is, and the book is just incredible. It's stories, but really beautifully told. His voice is magical. His
audiobook.
I listened to an audiobook, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, when you say book, I imagine paper and stuff.
Yeah, sorry. No, I do a lot more reading with my ears lately because there's just no time to sit. I can't sit, but I can walk, I can drive, I can... Yeah, so I do recommend that book. If you want to practice your English or you're a deep South American, then Green Lights is for you, because it's his life but told through brilliant stories. You, his flaws, his like success. Ah, oh, it's so raw.
And it's with his own voice?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's not. They haven't put a fake McConaughey.
No, I don't know. Maybe he wrote the book and some other guy, I don't know, put the voice.
No. It's him. So you have to, I recommend the audiobook. I recommend listening, practicing your English, and just enjoying his life stories. And now I know his mum, because she's in the book. I know a lot about her. So I'm quite, that's quite funny that he'd set up his mum. That Hugh Grant would set up his dad with Matthew McConaughey's mum. It's a beautiful image.
Beautiful, yeah.
In fact, I follow Matthew McConaughey on Instagram. Look at this. Hugh Grant on Twitter. I've got Matthew on Instagram. Yeah, you know what I mean? I've got them all. And his mum comes up quite a lot. I actually follow his wife as well now. And his wife is the one that puts up Matthew McConaughey's mum more than Matthew. She's there a lot. Anyway, fun facts, right? Really fun.
Yeah, you want more? Of course.
So when E.T. sat down with the actors to promote their new film, who's E.T.?
E.T., the extraterrestre, no? The movie, E.T.?
I don't know. I think the parent... E.T.?
Do you know the movie E.T.?
I don't know what this is. No. maybe Emma Thompson. Okay, I don't know. We're going to miss that fun fact because I don't understand it. Here, he almost cost Emma Thompson a job.
Why?
Before filming Sense and Sensibility, the actress was told that she was too old for Hugh Grant. Thing is, she was only 2 years older than him. Qué mal.
Maybe it was not Hugh's fault.
Yeah, but it's his age. I'm not sure that can be attributed entirely to Hugh. You know, he banned his kids from acting.
Why?
He said, "The old ones I've seen in a few school plays, and luckily, they display no talent."
Come on, Hugh. Your children.
It's brilliant. He has 5 kids in total and a few different baby mamas. I like that. A few different ones. Okay. I'm not going to question. At the root of the ban, so he's put a ban on them acting, and the root of the ban is Hollywood's lack of happy actors. He wants their happiness, Nacho. That's what he wants. So he said, if I knew lots and lots of happy actors, I would recommend it. But seeing as I've never met a happy actor, I can't. Sorry, kiddos. Brilliant, no?
He's not happy.
No, I don't think so. No one's happy if they're actors.
Mm-hmm.
They're like tortured souls, no?
I don't know why.
Oh, hold on. Maybe we're behind the times. What's behind the times?
Maybe that happened before. I don't know.
No, okay. No estamos actualizados.
Because we're not up to date.
Yeah, exactly. Because here it says he took a break from acting to focus on politics. So maybe he already is the Prime Minister of England. I haven't realised. Let me just check.
Under one. Oh, how do you say that? On the, what is it? La carrera para ser presidente.
On.
He's running. Running for president.
Yeah. Oof. Running for president. So I've always been a reluctant actor. Okay. So that's, what's a reluctant actor?
Un actor reacio.
Mm-hmm.
A hacer algo. No, I don't know why. What?
You don't know what or why?
He's reluctant too.
About?
About.
He's reluctant about acting.
Ah, okay.
Because he doesn't really care about acting. So taking a break wasn't a great hardship, especially as I was so bound up in this political campaign. Ooh, and guess what the campaign's called?
How?
What?
What?
Let's have phrase word time.
See?
Yeah.
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 Get up, turn down, pick up, pass away.
Phrasal verb time.
No!
So, it's called Hacked Off.
hacked off.
Remember from his Twitter? It's a phrasal verb.
So
okay, you see.
Now we understand the handle.
Now we understand everything, but we don't know what it means. What's to be hacked off?
I don't know.
Is it a phrasal verb? Because it's hacked off. Well, I could hack you off, I guess. Can you use it like that? You have to say it like, she's getting hacked off. Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's not a phrasal verb. Anyway, who cares? Who cares?
Well, it's a good... compound.
Exactly. It's something. One of those things. So to be hacked off is to be unhappy, tired, or annoyed, especially because of the situation you are in. Okay, so I'm hacked off. Yeah. About the fact that we have to go back to the office. Or I'm hacked off about...
Harto, like fed up.
Exactly, annoyed. So you can also... It is a phrasal verb because it has two meanings. Now I'm thinking about it. If I say I hacked off my finger, that's something very different.
Suena mal.
Yeah. That means I chopped like off.
Ah, no, pensaba que era otra cosa.
Ah. Like... no. No.
Like showing some middle fingers.
Nope. Yeah, To be hacked off is estar cabreado. And to hack off is to cut off.
Cortar.
So you hacked off the root of the tree or the branch of the tree. Okay, or your arm or whatever. Whereas to be hacked off is eso, to be really annoyed. I was really hacked off when they lost the game. For example... Give me an example, Nachito.
I don't know. I'm very hacked off because we had to go to commercial break.
Oh, no. I'm hacked off too now. Yeah. I'm not moving. This is not happening. But don't go anywhere. We will be back after the break with what we'll have. More phrasal verbs? No. World records? Perhaps. Testing our Nacho? Definitely.
Expressions?
10 years links? Nah, expressions. We've done those today.
Oh,
everything's uphill from here, remember?
And the song that made Hugh Grant famous.
And
in Love
Actually. The song that Only made that. Hugh Grant famous. So don't go anywhere. In fact, you might be paying us a visit later. Who knows?
Maybe.
You'll have to stick around to find out. See you after the break.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
Te levantas, una ducha, te tomas un café, te vistes, otro café, coges todo para salir, no encuentras las llaves, el coche tarda en arrancar, no arranca, por fin, atasco, más atasco, llegas al trabajo, otro café, reunión, otra reunión. Haz una pausa y disfruta, mejorando. Aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 911-33-5833. 911-33-5833.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Lo mejorcito para aprender inglés lo tienes en Vaughan. Tenemos una amplia variedad de cursos para todos los niveles, todos los horarios, todas las edades y todos los bolsillos. 911-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary... Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, no, it can't work. It can, and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Lo de mi hijo no es normal. Lleva 2 años en clase de inglés y sigue en el mismo nivel que cuando empezó. Desaparece durante 1 hora 3 veces a la semana y cuando vuelve es que no habla ni una palabra de inglés. Lo único que dice es, mamá, no quiero volver.
Si te siguen pasando estas Stranger Things con los cursos de inglés de tus hijos, es hora de salir de la oscuridad. Darles la oportunidad que tú no tuviste con Vaughan Jr. Un curso de inglés adaptado a su ritmo de aprendizaje, divertido y eficaz. Con unos profesores únicos, que les motivan y despiertan sus ganas de aprender. Date prisa, antes de que desaparezcan las últimas plazas que nos quedan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Welcome back to Test Your English. We are hacked off? No, the opposite. We're delighted to have you here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Always. Thank you for listening. And we've got a lot to get through with Hugh Grant's life. Has he got an autobiography, do you think?
Maybe. He has an audiobook we can listen to.
He's got an audio, exactly. Oh, maybe. He'll probably have some political.
Yeah, tampoco liado ahora.
Sí, sí, sí. Hold on, let's see. Hugh Grant biography. No, maybe he hasn't done one. Hugh John Mungo Grant. Oh my God.
What?
It's his birthday. Basically today. The 9th of September. But not really today.
Casi.
Casi. Casi. Everything's
happy
today,
birthday,
remember?
Hugh.
Happy birthday, Hugh, for yesterday or for tomorrow, whatever day we are.
That's why he's not calling, because he's a little bit busy.
He might be. He might be coming. Give me a moment. Give him a moment, not me. He was born in Charing Cross Hospital. Look at that. And he's got a wife called Anna Elizabeth Eberstein. Who's this? I haven't seen Hugh Grant's wife. Did you know he had a wife? I'm stuck with Liz Hurley. Liv.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
No?
Oh, no. He's changed.
How do you say sentar la cabeza?
I don't know that.
Like, stop being so scandalous and...
Ah, he's settled down.
Keep calm. And,
is it Liv Hurley or Liz? It's Liz Hurley, no? Yeah.
Liz. Yeah.
Let's see. Hold on. Liz Hurley. Who's she with? Liz Hurley. She got... Oh, hold on. Oh, she's with Aaron Nair. Oh, no, they got divorced. She was with Hugh Grant. She was with Steve Bing. She was with Shane Warne. Wow. Anyway, I'm not interested in scandal. What am I interested in? I'm interested in records.
Okay.
Record breakers.
This of all the records, Nacho, is the one that's going to stay with you.
What?
It's incredible. What do you think it is? Hugh Grant, first actor to climb Mount Everest. No.
No. The most, ¿cómo se dice? Rom-coms?
Most rom-com actor. Could be, but that's not what I have here.
No.
What I have here is family favorite Paddington 2 has achieved the record for the most positively reviewed film on Rotten Tomatoes.
I haven't watched it.
Oh my, stop.
No, stop. Yeah.
Now, have you not? Hold on.
Bueno, tú no sabías que era E.T.
Yeah, yeah.
Lo peor.
It was Emma Thompson, not E.T. Oh my God, that was a mistake. Yeah, well,
okay, okay.
And, but I did mix up Notting Hill and Love Actually. I have to say, fine. But, oh my goodness, if you haven't watched Paddington 2, you haven't lived.
Okay, okay. But it is
that's an expression, by the way. You haven't lived. Of course it's for children. It's Paddington Bear.
I don't know. I know there is a otro peli de un oso que,
claro,
que no es para niños. No?
Ted? What?
Ted? No, dice...
It's not for ninja.
Root things or...
Oh, no? I don't know. Ted.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. The bear films are not all safe. Okay. Well, I'm talking about Paddington, not one, because I haven't watched Paddington 1. I've only watched Paddington 2.
Uh-huh.
And it was one of those surprises, because it was one of those days, a rainy Saturday, however many years ago, whenever it came out. When did it come out? 2017. So this must have been in 2018, maybe, or 2017, when you have nothing to do. And I found some cinema tickets at 11 o'clock in the morning or something for a Virgin Original, because I hate going to, you know, an English film dubbed in Spanish. It stresses me out. So I dragged the whole family to the cinema and we got tickets for the only thing showing, which was Paddington 2. I was like, fine, whatever. We haven't seen Paddington 1, but... And then, you know, when you have one of those, like, the best moments of your life, I was not expecting anything. And everything about that film is just heartwarming. It's just, oh, I can't explain it. Like when, you know, things don't seem to make you as happy anymore, a film. You like a film, but it's not like when you were a child mm-hmm. and you watched Titanic or whatever the film that you went to the cinema to watch eight times was. Well, Paddington 2, I think, reaches that. Makes you feel like a child, but, like, so happy. So I recommend watching it, if you can't tell.
Okay, I'll watch Paddington 2 and you have to watch Love Actually.
Yeah, okay, no, I actually will do that. Actually will do that. Yeah. I actually will watch Love Actually.
It will be lovely.
I can't make any Paddington jokes. Okay, but it is about a bear and it does have... What does Hugh Grant do? I can't remember.
The bear?
Is he the bear?
I don't know.
I don't remember. I think he's in it. Hold on. Hugh Grant. I know he's in it, but I mean, I think he appears. You know, he's not just a voice. Yeah, there he is. Oh, yeah, of course. You have to watch it. His character is brilliant. Oh, my God. It's such a good film. You're going to love it. I think it's on Netflix, I think. So, yeah, let's see what Nacho thinks. But anyway, now you've heard my review, you can understand why it has the record for being the most positively reviewed film on Rotten Tomatoes. Okay?
Okay, Rotten Tomatoes, but maybe our listeners don't know what it is.
You think people don't know what Rotten Tomatoes is?
In Spain, I think it's more popular Film Affinity or IMDb.
Well,
it's the same.
Rotten Tomatoes is the same as the other two that Nacho said, but I think much more popular, maybe, or not. Film Affinity, let's see what the rating for Paddington is on Film Affinity. Paddington 2 Ready?
Son duros, Film Affinity.
Okay, so what's a good mark on Film Affinity?
More than a 6.5 or 7 is quite good.
6.8.
Very good.
Very good. Very good. And can I like it? Just give it a like? No. How do I do that? I've never liked it. I have to say.
What do you want to?
Just to give it a like.
To upgrade it.
To get it to 7. Yeah. So, there we go. A film recommendation plus a record. You've got everything here on Test Your English. Now we're going to test our nacho.
Test our nacho.
Ami?
Yes, you. Yes, you.
Shoot. No, shoot. Nice. No, right there. Shoot. No.
Shut up.
Shut.
I'm dead. No. Shoot.
Shoot.
Say it again.
Shoot.
Hugh Grant has appeared with Julia Roberts in Runaway Bride and Bridget Jones, Notting Hill and About a Boy. I read that book. Didn't watch the film. Love Actually and Notting Hill. Notting Hill Only.
I'm going to say Notting Hill Only. I don't know About a Boy. That's
a good song as well, I think. About a Boy.
I'm going to say Notting Hill. That's it.
Okay. I want you to find the song About a Boy now.
About a Boy.
Yeah.
About it.
For later. Hugh Grant has made 2 films.
No.
Look at this brilliant English. So, it says, Hugh Grant has made 2 films with Emma Thompson, Can you make it a real question in English?
Has he?
Very good. Oh my God, what type of quiz is this? With grammatical errors. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
True. Well, we know Sense and Sensibility.
In Love Actually, I think it's in
Amazon. Ooh, okay. Well,
maybe there are 3.
Okay. Oh, I see. Maybe they're tricking you.
No.
Wow. In one of his films, he was given the nickname Flopsy. Floppy, Flip, or Flappy? I guess you have to know the film.
But I don't know the film, so I'm going to say Floppy.
Floppy, okay, we'll see. In Love Actually, Floppy made sense because his hair is very floppy.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, good work. In Love Actually, Hugh played the Prime Minister, the shopkeeper,
the waiter... Prime Minister.
The American President.
No, not that. Prime Minister.
Gosh. In Love Actually, Hugh's love interest was played by... This is very easy for you.
Come on, Hughes.
Love interest.
Oh, but I don't know the actress's name.
Well, you're going to find out now. It could be Emma Thompson.
No.
It could be Martin McCutcheon. It could be... McCutcheon. It says McCutcheon, but I know it's McCutcheon. Anyway. Keira Knightley.
No.
Or Julia Roberts.
Por la otra, la segunda.
Martin McCutcheon.
Seguro.
But it's not Let me just check. Martin McCutcheon. Oh, shit, it is that. They've spelt it wrong, but they said it better than me. Mm-hmm. McCutcheon.
Martin McCutcheon. Wow.
McCutcheon. Mm-hmm. And I said McCutcheon. Okay, so I'm just an idiot. Sorry, everyone.
You made
anyway,
her.
But they still
like
spelt it wrong. They put a K. What?
You made her Swedish.
I don't know what I've done. I've just made up her name. Sorry, Martin. So Hugh Grant usually stars in which genre of film? Which film? A film.
Nice.
Horror? No. Comedy? Thriller? Romantic comedy?
Rom-com.
Okay. Whoa, the dentist is phoning. As always, what did I always say?
Pero el dentista no sabe tu horario, tampoco.
No. It's 100% success rate during the radio program. Yes, I know. You've sent me a message and now your phone, I know. Anyway, Hugh usually stars in which genre of films? Romantic comedy.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Which of these stars have not worked together in a film?
With Hugh Grant, or not?
Sorry, did I just give you the answer of romantic comedy without giving you the other options?
No, pero
I said
romántico.
Them all, no?
Sí.
Because I was thinking about The Dentist.
Yeah. Thriller y no sé qué.
I said it. Okay, I didn't know. I was like, maybe I just clicked it for you. Which of these stars have not worked together in a film? Hugh Grant and Jude Law. Hugh Grant and Rachel Weisz. Hugh Grant and Ben Kingsley. Hugh Grant and Alan Rickman.
No idea. No idea. The second one. I don't know.
Second one.
Sí, me acuerdo, vale.
Hugh was born in London, England, New York, Oxford, England, Edinburgh, Scotland.
Why? He went to Oxford, but no?
Oxford. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So?
Oxford.
Born?
Born.
That's not how it works. I told you the hospital, in fact.
Ah, yeah, pero no, in Oxford, no?
Okay,
no?
Oxford?
No. Yo qué sé.
El hombre no puede ser más que de Londres. But, okay, yeah, okay. Oxford, no, no,
si
no
fue a la universidad ahí, ahí.
Ahí.
Ahí nació.
What year was he born? 1958. I told you his birthday. But I didn't tell you the year. I didn't tell you the year. And I know the year. I saw it. And I was going to say happy, and then I couldn't do the calculo.
Oh, that's a hint.
1958,
1965,
1960, or 1962. Remember, he's 2 years younger than Emma Thompson, if that helps.
¿Cuál era los primeros? 50, what?
58. Okay. 60, 62, or 65.
I'm going to say 58. It's most difficult to make the...
I could do that, I could do
the
that.
Numbers.
But not the other one. Hugh studied at university in...
Oxford.
Hey! You sure you don't want Cambridge?
No.
You sure you don't want Yale?
No,
Harvard?
No.
Okay.
I believe the internet.
Very good. Which actress did Hugh form his production company, Simian Films, with? Liv Tyler. Elizabeth Hurley. Kate Winslet. Renee Zellweger.
Liv Hurley.
Very good. Okay. Which of these English films has Hugh not appeared in? The Englishman Who Went Up a Hill, but Came Down a Mountain.
Eso es, eso es solo uno.
Yeah.
Okay.
Four Weddings and a Funeral. Maurice.
Maurice?
The Mother.
The Mother.
The Mother. Let's see. Ooh, what was your film affinity score? 6.7. 67%. Lower than... Paddington 2.
Disappointed, eh?
Yeah.
My knowledge of your rant.
You answered 8 out of 12 questions correctly. Yeah, you knew he appeared in Notting Hill only. Very good. With Julia Roberts. You knew that he made 2 films with Emma Thompson. Very good. You didn't know the nickname. It was Flopsy.
That's muy difícil.
He played the Prime Minister. His love interest was Martin McCutcheon, ese nombre. Romantic comedy, very good. It wasn't Hugh Grant and Rachel Weisz, it was Hugh Grant and Jude Law that haven't appeared together.
Okay.
Probably rivals, because they're both floppy-haired Londoners. Yeah. Londoners. Mm. Not Oxforders.
Yeah.
Charing Cross is in London.
You say that, like, if you were, like, knowledge. But it's not. For Spanish people, at least.
Well, you know what Charing... No one knows... Of course you know Charing Cross.
No.
Everybody knows Charing Cross.
No, nobody in Spain can swear it. Swear to
Charing
me.
Cross
Charing
is
Cross.
Like Sol.
Que no. I've been to London
and I
don't know Charing Cross.
You're a mess. You're also a mess with his age. You made him older than he was. He's 1960.
And you couldn't do that in the numbers?
I couldn't do that, no. No.
40 and 61?
I can't do it. How old is he tomorrow or yesterday?
I don't know.
Is he 61?
Yeah.
What do you mean, I don't know?
I know, 61, of course.
Are you sure?
40 years until...
And then 21. Okay, I see that now. Yeah, I see that. Yeah. Very good. All right. You get better at maths than me, but you're not better at the Hugh Grant quiz. Because I think I would have got 10 out of 12.
Well, yeah, that kind of turn crosses.
And then you got the rest right. You were right with The Mother, so you were lucky.
Sí.
And you were right with the Elizabeth Hurley production company, even though it was probably obvious because it was his ex-wife. Anyway, well done. Tenuous link? Yes.
Tenuous link.
Okay. So, what do you think I'm going to say now?
Some, I don't know, some movie thing related.
It could be a scandal.
No, no, please.
Please.
No, vamos a tapar
and
eso.
And that's not tenuous anyway. That's just a big link.
Yeah, yeah, super link.
Ah!
That's his wife.
I've forgotten something. I skipped over an important article that I wanted to talk about.
Oh, claro.
Because I had a phrase of a section prepared before the hacked off thing with phrasal verbs from this article because Hugh played a prank on reporters. Okay, do you know what to play a prank means?
Gastar una broma.
Exactly. So I wanted to use the phrasal verb to get back because he secretly recorded a chat with a former tabloid journalist. You see? Did you know that?
No, I don't know. I'm not sure about the meaning of that. Grabó.
He had a meeting with a journalist, and they had recorded him in the old days, you
without
permission, always without permission. Exactly. And so he got back at them. He had his revenge, okay, and recorded the conversation. But I don't actually know what he said.
With the same journalist that...
I don't know.
Well, no, it doesn't matter.
They don't, hold on. I don't know what he's talking about. But he's talking about his scandal in that. Anyway, that's boring. I'm glad I missed that section because I hadn't read the article properly. But now I'm talking about Notting Hill Carnival. Woohoo! Yay! What's that?
El Carnaval de Notting Hill.
Yay! Because it's in
Have you been?
I have been.
What's it
very
like?
Fun. It's a lot of dancing, a lot of lovely food around. It's just there's a good buzz, a good atmosphere. And the streets of Notting Hill, which is a beautiful part of London, almost as beautiful as Charing Cross.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Can you imagine?
Oh, so now you know Charing Cross?
No. I have no idea.
It's quite ugly, Charing Cross.
Camden Town and that stuff. And
Notting Hill? Have you been to Notting Hill? It's not,
I can't remember.
The Notting Hill, the road where the station is not that beautiful. But if you get off the main road and head towards the beautiful houses, the film shows those houses, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the Portobello Market.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, so it's a good area. And during the carnival, it gets very busy. And I think it's, you know, be careful with your things and everything because there's a lot of crowds and it's hard to walk. But it's very fun. And sometimes, for some reason, it just feels sunny. There's always sun. There's never sun in London. But during Notting Hill Carnival, it's sunny. And everyone's like, it's a completely different feeling than usual. So it's an event that has taken place since 1966. So Hugh was 6 years old when that started.
Oh.
And it takes place over the August bank holiday. Oh, I was in England this year. Or maybe it wasn't on because of COVID. It's led by members of the British West Indian community and attracts around 2.5 million people, making it one of the world's largest street festivals and a significant event in Black British culture. In 2006, the UK public voted it onto a list of icons of England. So yeah, it's so fun. And you have to go and there's dancing. Everyone from here, it says, the Trinidad All-Stars, the Hi-Fi Steel Bands, Caribbean Carnival Queen Beauty Contest, and a grand finale jump up by West Indians. Anyway, looks absolutely brilliant. And I've been. And it is absolutely brilliant. Hold on. Oh, yeah. The 2020 carnival was cancelled and it was announced that then the 2021 one would not take place either. So next year. Next year, you have to get there. Anyway, that was a good tenuous link, right?
Yeah, very tenuous.
Very tenuous, but not that much. Anyway, ready for some karaoke?
Of course.
Hey, with night in my dream, lovely world.
Hello from the other side.
Okay, Nacho chose this song. Nacho, do you want to introduce it?
Yeah. If you have watched Love Actually, I don't have to introduce.
You don't have to.
They're going to dance and
Como
do the.
Jimena no sabe.
And do the Hugh Grant movement.
Is there a special movement that he has?
It's gracioso. It's funny. Yeah.
Should I watch the video?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on. Hugh Grant dancing. Okay. Oh, maybe I remember.
It's a very iconic.
Okay. Okay. Then, well, let's hear it. We need all the intro, yeah? All of it, every beat. Same time. I don't know if it's in sync.
No, but
brilliant.
Almost.
And he just got to the point where, yeah, he's doing a brilliant, what's it, finger point in a circle to the, who's that lady?
I don't know.
Like a chancellor or something, right? And chancellor, we're not in Germany. Anyway, okay. Excellent lyrics. Or are they? Let's have a look. I get up and nothing gets me down. I love that song. I haven't heard that song for so long.
Yes,
oh, maybe this is the rock. No, this is Van Halen. I was like, I can't read these lyrics. I can't see the sound, but okay, they must be right. Hold on. Jump Pointer Sisters. Sorry. Van Halen's just getting in on the action with a different jump song. Okay. Oh, I was excited about the phrase verbs in the Van Halen one.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry. Well, we'll see if we can find any here.
Queda un minuto.
Así que, Jimena.
Si quieres,
stop.
Lo que quieras.
Okay.
¿Quieres ver las lyrics?
No, I want the other song about a boy.
Bueno, que no lo tengo ya.
Okay. Okay, find
no,
the
tengo
lyrics.
Que despedir con esta
Your
canción,
eyes tell me how you want me.
Tus ojos me dicen cómo me quieres.
I can feel it in your heartbeat.
Lo puedo notar en tu latido.
I know you like what you see.
Sé que te gusta lo que ves.
Hold me.
Abrázame.
I'll give you all that you need.
Te daré todo lo que necesites.
Wrap your love around me.
Envuélveme con tu amor.
You're so excited. I can feel you getting hot. No, baby, I'll take you down. I'll take you down. Ah, there's a phrase, though.
No,
te voy a manchar. I'll take you down.
But in a good way.
Literally, I think it's literal. Okay. Right. Do we have to go?
Yeah.
Oh, bye.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91 133 5833.